Okay, so hey guys, this is the Gamers and Fun Podcast. I am your host, Sergio Aguero. Welcome to episode, I believe it's 4. And if not, welcome to the newest episode of Gamers and Fun Podcast. First of all, I'd like to get an apologize. Not get an apology because you guys didn't do anything, but I'd like to apologize sincerely because it's been forever since I've sat down and done an episode. Today I'm by myself. Kimberly is not here at the moment, so I'm here by myself. I just want to talk to you guys a little bit. Topics tonight, I don't know, I'm just going to wing it. I've always been okay with winging it, and I've always done that. You know, on most 99% of my YouTube videos are winged. They have wings, they're Buffalo Wild Wings. No, but honestly, like, I've always just, I guess, improvised. I'm not the world's best improviser, but I like to improvise, so, you know, that's just what I am, what I do a lot of the time, and that's why some people, they can find me kind of abrasive, just a weird person to be around, because everything I say is just me. Everything that I do is really me, and that's something, like, when I did a scripted review of Defender Saving the Human Race on PS2, I really just did not like the way that review came out. I felt so scripted. It's because that was the first review I actually tried the script that I've ever tried to do a script for, you know, and I felt like the script was okay, but I felt like everything I said was so fake that it wasn't genuine. It wasn't genuinely coming from me, you know. It definitely wasn't something that I would say at the spur of the moment when I'm playing the game. Which is definitely when somebody watches a review, a lot of the times, like one from a guy like me, you know, desiring something more, you know, honest rather than canned, written, horrible script that, I don't know, I didn't like it. I guess maybe somebody did out there, but I really was not proud of that script. It wasn't good. But, and the ratings showed definitely, because I had more dislikes on that than likes, and I took it down because I agreed, I didn't like it, so I definitely just took it out. So, what have I been doing? Like, what has been taking so much of my time that I haven't been able to do any YouTube videos, any, you know, things like I usually do, you know, Minecraft, Mania, skits. Any other kind of video, like, what's been taking my time up so much? Well, honestly, it's because now that I have a job, it's kind of hard for me to try to balance out my YouTube, you know, whatever I do on YouTube, and with my job, and with everything I have to do right now, because right now, in the future, I will be going to a secondary school, I will be learning something, I will be going to an Institute of Technology. And it's going to be a bit hard for me, like, to balance out work, institute, technology, and doing YouTube. Because I believe when I go start going to there, to the, you know, further my education, I won't be able to go to work. There's going to be no time for me to go to work. So basically, that'd be my early resignation. And, you know, it's sad because I really do enjoy what I do. I sell cell phones, so, you know, I sell cell phones, I sell plans. It's easy work. It definitely is easy work. There's no way I can complain. I can't complain about what I do because it's a really good job, but it's just really, really hard, like, to balance out YouTube with everything that's going on with my life right now. You know, it's complicated, and it sounds like a big excuse, and it really is a big excuse. I'm just a big baby, but I know that it's just that I'm just 18, and it's hard for me really to get a hold of becoming an adult, you know. Like, I finished school a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I finished early, and you know, I was lazy for, like, a whole year, and now going, like, straight just to work and getting a paycheck, and then next year, then filing taxes is kind of rough, but, you know, whatever. I like being more mature. I like having to have a responsibility, but, I guess everybody has to go through the phase where they have to grow up, you know, and for the longest, I don't feel like an adult, I guess. This is me, you know. I've never felt like somebody who was real mature or an adult. I am definitely mature in certain things, you know, but It's the idea of, you know, being boring and all that. I'm not a boring person to be around. I mean, anybody who can who knows me would say, you know, I like to have a lot of fun. I like to not to party, but I like to dance. I like to have a good time, you know, video games and two player video games. That's what I love. That's what a lot of my video games are there for. I bought them with the idea of having other people, like the idea that I'm going to play with other people, not for just myself, my own enjoyment. Okay, whatever. But that's besides the point. So I really have to apologize because there's no excuse for me to not make a new episode of, you know, Let's Check Out NES Games, even though that series really wasn't all that good to begin with. I have to admit, it's really boring. I feel like it's better when I do something like a review, because then, you know, it actually is, like, genuine, I guess. When I'm doing Let's Check Out NES Games, I feel like I can't really think of too much to say, because it's like, okay, yeah, look at this mermaid. She's just moving around, and, whoa, you know, what is this, copying Disney? You know, I can't really think of all that much right now. Me, that I'm, like, completely just open to anything. I can't think of anything to say right now. Oh, talking about video games, like, you know, me doing Let's Check Out NES Games, it's like on episode 11 or something. So, you know, that's like a 2-year-old series that I should revisit, and I think I will do an episode later in the future, but right now I think I'm okay where I am. Like, I think I should do, honestly, if somebody was to ask me, you know, were to ask me, what's my next video, it's probably another rant, or like what I did in Hyperinflation on Guy Online, which, by the way, has more than 1,000 views. And that might not be, like, a big deal to you guys, but for me, that's a really big deal, because I've never gotten so much views on a video that I had made myself. Like, those manga videos that are on my channel for me and my brothers, that wasn't me. That was my sister. She did those videos, so I don't really count that as me, as my own videos, but, you know, whatever. I'm looking up to see how many views are on that video. Hold on, Hyperinflation Guideline. Just Google it, put a videos, Hyperinflation Guy Online. I like the video that the guy who did the spoof of it, like, no, not spoof of my video, no, spoof of the Hitler thing, where Hitler finds out about the downfall of Gaia, something like that. I have 7 likes, 1 dislike, 1,693 views, which definitely, 33 comments is, wow, like, I can't even express, like, how awesome that makes me feel to know that there's people actually watching a video I made. You know, it's not even that many views, but it just makes me feel really good. Okay, so, so me, you know, getting that aside, you know, apologizing. I really do apologize for not making any new videos. I know I suck. So, let's talk about video games. And Kotaku.com, I'm just looking up some information, that stuff I can talk about. It says the Xbox One finally outsells the PS4 in America. So, you know, since it's come out, the PS4 has always been outselling the Xbox One. I think for a lot of reasons, because, you know, I feel like the PS4 is a much more solid system, but everything has its perks and its, you know, and its bad points. But let's see what it says. A PS4 reign has the best, wait, the PS4's reign as the best-selling next-gen console is over, at least for the month. Having ditched Kinect, cut the price, and aggressively bundled its console in the lead-up to the holiday season, Microsoft has announced that during November, the Xbox One finally outsold the PS4 in the US. But Microsoft won't care, I'm so bad at reading, but Microsoft won't care if it's by 10 consoles or 10,000. They'll just be happy with the W. With the W. I guess with the win. It ends the PS4's run as America's best-selling next-gen system, a run it had been on since January this year. So it's been, for a while, the best-selling system since January of this year, and it's already been a while. I am a really bad reader. I have to start reading again. Let's see some of the comments. Are these not located at VG charts? Ha 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 ha. Then a gif of a guy with a couple girls in a bikini. I don't even know. A very old video that doesn't exist on the internet anymore. Those are penthouse pets, by the way. I don't even get it. Okay, so, Yeah. What can I say about that? Like, honestly, I don't even have a PS4 or a 720. I just go based off of what I've seen and what I've heard. You know, I can't even say all that much about the topic, you know. But hey, you know, go good for you, Xbox One, you know, finally doing something right. It's like, I love how I say I cannot make a comment, but then I make this totally leftist or rightist comment on it. Oh my gosh. So, you know, whatever. So how you guys been? Yeah, I'm good. You know, it's funny to do YouTube videos because, like, I always thought, you know, maybe by chance I'd get a video that was viral. When I first started doing YouTube videos, I actually had more than 100 YouTube videos back in 3-4 years ago. But I deleted a ton of them because two reasons. One, that they sucked, man. I hated them. And that was one where I actually used to show my face. Now I don't do it because I don't feel comfortable anymore showing my face on the internet because I don't know what, you know, how people would take that. I don't feel I'm a very presentable person. I feel like I'm not a presentable person. Like, you know, no Brad Pitt. And, you know, on top of that, the fact that I feel like I was not really a good actor. And I still feel like I'm not a really good actor. I've seen some videos I've done. I feel like the only video I did good acting in was that one with, what was it called? Oh, man. Oh, Interview with a Noob. Interview a Noob. Yeah, that one. Definitely, I felt like I was a good actor in there. But it was because you cannot see my face that it's all blacked out. I felt like I did a really good job there with the editing. It's funny because I actually did get a green screen now. I have a green screen so I could edit stuff now, like in the background. And I do have Sony Vegas Pro 11. So I could do some stuff on that, but I choose not to because I have no time. Again, I'd have to show myself. But what I've always been interested in for a long time was making movies. I always had a dream about making a movie. I have a lot of dreams. I have a dream about being a DJ, a party DJ. And I have some equipment here, some small speakers, but it's not really all that powerful. It's like 800 watts, but the both of them, I mean, like 400 one, 400 the other, 400 peak. So it's not really all that powerful, but it's enough for small venues. Either way, I get so lost in my own words. I talk so much. Okay, so what was I saying? Okay, so I want to be a party DJ. I want to make a movie. I've always wanted to voice act, which that would be awesome. But as you can see, I need to practice my reading. It's just that, too, that on my behalf, you know, it's kind of hard to read on this phone because it's really bright. Let me put it down. Let me see if I can read something else. Okay. Canadian kid arrested over swatting hoaxes. The act of swatting or sending armed police to somebody's house as a prank is up there with about the dumbest things you can do. So when police in Canada and Florida got a chance to actually arrest someone suspected of faking a school shooting, they went right after him. There you go. That wasn't so bad. I can read. It's just I have to be prepared to read. And you can find all this stuff on Kotaku.com. They have some really legit information there. So, let's continue reading. I'm actually interested in this. That this kid, 17-year-old kid, swatted somebody. Okay. A 17-year-old Canadian pictured above with his face censored. It's because those Canadians, you know, they have so many things legalized. Who can tell? Okay. That is a lie. I apologize to all my Canadian listeners. All zero of you. I really apologize. I love Canada. You know, go Montreal. A 17-year-old Canadian picture above whose face is censored, who cannot be identified because he's a minor, is in custody after a joint operation between police in Florida and British Columbia. The boy is alleged to have made two threats against Fort Meade High School earlier this year, one saying he would shoot everyone at the school and the other that he would blow everyone up. Both threats were made to a targeted girl he reportedly met online, who had rejected his advances. The girl, also unnamed, who was not only forced to move schools, but was also the subject of the third swatting when the same boy called police, gave the girl's home an address, and claimed he was inside the house, had killed his parents, and would kill any officers who came to the scene. So this kid was really obsessed. Wow. Like, there's being crazy. There's just being, you know, super insane. Wow. So all three hoaxes brought a police response with their shooting threat resulting in the school being placed on lockdown. Police spending several hours searching for an armed suspect. He was arrested after police tracked both phone calls and emails to his home. The CBC reports that the boy who is being tried in Canada has been charged with one count of extortion, three counts of public mischief, and 3 counts relating to the breach of probation. He's also going to be the subject of civil action, which will recoup thousands of dollars in wasted public resources, police resources. Okay, so you know what's funnier than that story? If you go down, somebody has he looks like Slenderman, teenage goth years, and it does look like Slenderman. It's funny because it's true. He does look like Slenderman because they blurred out his face to look white instead of like blurring it out like they usually do, like with squares or something. It's like erased, kind of weird looking out. Just look this up. It's on Kotaku.com. Canadian kid arrested over swatting hoaxes. Good story, bro. Oh my gosh. Oh god, the memories of this movie are flooding back. Hack the. Okay. Hack the planet. Yeah, I saw this shirt and I was wondering how a 17-year-old would have even heard of it. It was so long ago. Movies continue to exist after their initial popularity is gone. That's got to be one of the most 90s movies ever made. Mental illness. Hope he gets the help to not be like that. Thank you for being one of a few people not actually wanting to send this kid to the gallows. What's a gallow? Canadians. I like this one. Jesus Christ, look at this face. They don't screw around in Canada. No, seriously, though, that picture's terrifying. Kid is getting less than he deserves. Man, that is a scary picture. But that's some pretty scary stuff. Imagine, like, you're on the internet and you're chatting with a girl or something, like on Omegle or Chat Roulette or whatever you use, and then you give them a phone number. God forbid your address. How do you know her address? Jeez, you know, the girl, too, that she's pretty stupid enough to give the address and a phone number. Jesus Christ. But maybe they were interested in each other. It's fine. One thing's like they're interested in each other and they're not just chatting on Chat Roulette, but they're, you know, obviously it's hard to chat with somebody directly, like one person on Chat Roulette. Chat Roulette, it's like several people, a lot of people. You have to skip through tons of people. So it'd be impossible to chat with your girlfriend there. But, you know, I mean, like, you know, Skype or I don't know if people still use I don't know if people still use Yahoo Messenger. I think that was what it was called, Yahoo Messenger. MSN, AOL. You've got mail. But, you know, I think that you got to be smarter than that. You can't be stupid either. So giving a guy your address is pretty personal because, like, God forbid, I say my address here, which is boop. Yep. I had to block that out because I just said it. So, yep. But no, God forbid I give my address out, which is boop. And I'd get into a lot of trouble. God forbid you guys send messages and letters to me, you know, messages on my phone or letters to me, you know, through the mail, or even worse, bombs. That'd be crazy. So do not send a bomb to, because then I'll be in a lot of trouble. Yeah, I don't want that. So, yeah. Okay, you guys, it's been like 18 minutes of me rambling, so it's really hard for me to ramble, since I really came in here with no topic. I just wanted to put myself out there again onto the, you know, what is this, man, it's been such a long time. I think it was Podbean. No, not Podbean. It's iTunes, yes, but through another website. I cannot remember. I am such a horrible person. I'm so horrible, man. I can't remember. Oh, well, whatever. Anyways, I'll know because I'll put it there. So by then, if you guys are listening to me on this, you'll know because you're listening to me. But I'm on a couple websites, and I actually do Spreaker, too. But it's been a long time. Spreaker was just like little mini updates. But my updates were always the same. They were always this. Okay. Man. Okay. Hey, guys. Yeah. How you guys doing? I'm good. I'm just going to be, you know, doing some videos in the future. Maybe some video reviews. Little Red Hood. Who knows? Yeah, funny videos. Thank you guys for the views. Thank you guys for the first, you know, money I got. And see you guys later. Bye. It's always the same thing. It's always, thank you guys for this. Sorry I haven't made any new videos. I plan on making one in the future. Okay, bye. So, there you go. You don't need to listen to any of my Spreaker podcasts. Unless you really want to, then go ahead. If you guys want to donate money to me, go to donate.com/donate money to Sergio so he can buy himself a car. Because that's exactly the next thing in my life is a car. That'd be awesome if I could have a car. Just 18, but a car, that'd be nice. So, you guys, get on that. I'm joking now. But really, the way you guys could help me and support me, like, honestly, like, not even Cafe Press, like, yeah, there's Cafe Press there, but really, the thing that helps me and support me is when you guys go to youtube.com/IamReallyCoolFor11 and you guys check out my videos and you guys, you know, subscribe me, and you know, that's how you really support the channel. You like my videos. I don't know why, but I feel like a couple of my videos, there's a couple dislikes in there, and I'm like, there's nothing wrong with the video. I don't know why you disliked it. So I get it. It's just freedom of speech and freedom of liking and disliking videos. That's amendment number 5 or whatever. But, you know, the way you guys can help me is by liking my videos and subscribing to my channel, because that really makes me feel, that helps me sleep at night. Not to say I lose sleep on YouTube. I don't, because I have a ton of work to do in real life. But my YouTube, when I always wanted to do stuff on YouTube, and it was always my dream. And when I got it, my first camera, and I did my first crappy Raw Danger videos, you know, Let's Play Raw Danger, you know, it's Ventriloquist, all that. It really was part of my dream come true. And also, that's something else I'd like to revisit, is Raw Danger. I'd like to review that. That is such a game that it's like the opposite of a butterface. What is the opposite of a butterface? Like, a butterface is somebody who has a beautiful, a good-looking body, like a woman. Imagine a woman, since I'm a heterosexual male. Imagine a woman with an awesome body. You know, she's a guitar, a guitarra. And then she turns around and she has this hideous, like, butterface, like an ugly face. That's a butterface. So imagine that, except the opposite of it. So that's Raw Danger. It has a horrible looking, you know, just, what is that called, case? Yeah, the case is ugly. And the artwork on that is just so hideous. I don't know why they didn't use the Japanese artwork, which was just words that look really cool. I believe it's like blue. And it's Zetai Zetsume Toshi, I think. Zetai Zetsume Toshi. Yeah, there you go. Zetai Zetsume Toshi. For the PlayStation 2. That's the Japanese words for it, obviously. It's a very Japanese game. It's a very awesome game. It's one of my favorite games ever. Let alone, I think it's like on my top 5, if not top like 2, favorite PS2 games out as of yet. Because PS2 games are still coming out. So, anyways, that's how you guys can help me, by checking out my videos, my channel. And I also do some other stuff on the side. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening to this podcast, Gamers and Farm Podcast. And if you guys want to support, go ahead and go to youtube.com/IamReallyCoolFor11, cafepress.com/IamReallyCoolFor shop. I believe it's IamReallyCoolFor shop. If it's not IamReallyCoolFor shop, it's IamReallyCoolFor11 store. But I'm pretty sure it's cafepress.com/IamReallyCoolFor11 shop. So I don't know. Okay, question of the day. Do I have an accent? Because there's some people who are like, oh, wow, where are you from? And I go, well, I was born in New Jersey. And they're like, whoa, yeah, I can kind of tell with your voice. But honestly, I don't hear anything with my voice. It's just the way I talk. So I don't know. You guys put in the comments. You guys tell me what you think. But yeah, sometimes I do emphasize a couple words here and there. It's just how I do it for emphasis. So yeah, you guys could check out those things in the bottom. AngryPlayStationer.webs.com, which is still up, and I'm still putting stuff there on occasions. That's there also as an update website, so you guys update there. There's actually a comment thing where you guys can chat there and put comments and stuff, and that goes right to me. I see that right away. They send me an email every time I see it, and I always check up with the website, make sure there's stuff going on. Yeah, you guys could check that. I put a couple behind the scenes stuff there, like pictures that I used on some of my videos as like the thumbnail. So yeah, there's all those stuff that you guys can check out. I mean, I'm doing tons of stuff. I PSN, if you guys want to PSN with me, but I never go on there. Too busy to go on PSN. So thank you guys for watching. If you guys want to check it out, all those things in the bottom of the website. And I'll see you guys in the next run. Sayonara. Goodbye. Adios. Hasta luego.